night, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the light.
Hello and welcome to episode 22 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. I want to really quickly apologize today and yesterday were particularly busy days, although all last week was. I had to do some moving, and now I'm settled down. just to give you an idea of how hectic it was, I like to try to record the episodes a day, if not a week in advance. Last night's episode was recorded at about 2 in the morning, and then posted right away afterwards so that I could make the deadline. And today I'm managing to get ahead of the curve, but I should be caught up by the rest of the week, for the rest of the week, in the next couple days. So, pardon my dust as I finish resettling and keeping the show running. Anyway, today we're continuing Wild West Week by taking a look at that classic book and more classic movie, The Wizard of Oz. So yesterday we talked about how wrong Thomas Jefferson got his vision of the West, woolly mammoths and all that. But this mystique about the geography of the West didn't end with Thomas Jefferson. When Frank L. Baum sat down to write his first Wizard of Oz book, he needed a place for the land of Oz to exist, where it could still be mysterious and out of reach, but have some grounding in reality. You see that a lot in the books of the time, that there's some mystical land, but it's based in reality in some way. So he surrounded his mystical land, Oz, with a desert. And if you look at the maps in his original book, it's just called the Impassable Desert. But it has been suggested by scholars that this desert was meant to be the Mojave Desert, or some other desert in the southwestern United States. And that makes perfect sense. In the early 1900s, when the book was written, everyone knew by now that the Jefferson woolly mammoth image of the western plains were completely wrong, because that area had been explored several times over. But the deserts were still considered remote. Few people ventured in, and even fewer ventured out. In many respects, they were considered the new western territory. And so Baum set Oz in the middle of a desert for the simple reason that no one at the time could prove it wasn't there. Plus, it let him keep his make-believe land close enough to Kansas to keep the whole Twister story plausible. Because everyone knows that when you're writing a fantasy novel, you want to keep everything believable.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh why can't
Thanks for tuning in to episode 22 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea for an episode or a theme week, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And please send me your show ideas because in 2 or 3 weeks I'm going to have a listener theme week. And each day I'll cover a different topic or idea that was suggested by listeners. I've already got a few, but again, I'm always looking for more. So again, send them to me at the sean@dailybrainwave.com address. And if I use your idea, I'll mention you on the air. You can find me on Twitter as @DailyBrainwave. And also don't forget to review the podcast on Zune or iTunes or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Wild West Week by taking a look at an invention that revolutionized how the West functioned. A little thing called barbed wire.